This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
A couple of things now. Let's go a little BTG.
Wow, Domino tossing to his very own second.
Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This is wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
By the way, the Nature Boy is getting a biopic, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
We'll get to that at 12:50.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. We'll let you have that one. Here's the Steven Strasburg story. I don't know. He signed a $245 million contract, and he legitimately got hurt. He had a couple surgeries, and he can't do it anymore. He said, all right, I retire. And what happens in baseball? What's your money? It's guaranteed.
It all is, like the NBA.
Except, you know what the Nationals told him? We can't expect you in spring training. You're still in the contract, guys. So why don't you come here and talk to the young pitchers and be here in spring training? Steven Strasburg isn't buying what they're selling. Now, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but I do find it interesting. It's the first time I've ever heard where a team was like, I don't think we're happy paying you, so let's do this. Because it does feel like one of those where you go, oh, no, you're still under contract. This means you're supposed to be reporting with this baseball team. Have you ever heard that before?
I mean, he's retired, right?
He's retired.
He's injured. He can't play.
Right.
I mean, I've never heard of that.
They're telling him it really seems like you're supposed to be down in spring training mentoring young pitchers.
What we'd like is for you to come down and it's like Gary Cole, Mike Rizzo in Office Space. Yeah, we're going to need you to come down to spring training.
Yeah, here's what I'm going
to talk to the young pitchers.
Here's what I'm going
to
do. I'm going to take my bum arm and my bum legs and I'm going to put them on my couch. I'm going to put the feet on the ottoman and you're going to send me my check on the first and the 15th.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're supposed to be down here right now talking to the young pitchers. Yeah.
I'd like to find out they're fining him, too, for the times that he's already missed and the days he's missed. So we shall keep an eye on it because it does seem a little bit unprecedented in that world. Can I give you Barry Bonds? Whatever you think about it. Barry Bonds has still 18 more intentional walks in his career than the Tampa Rays franchise. That franchise has been around a while. Barry Bonds still has an individual 18 more intentional walks.
Wouldn't you
than
be
the
so
entirety of the franchise?
The more I think about it, wouldn't you be so frustrated you'd start hacking after a while? I'm tired of walking.
He saw a pitch a night and he did enough damage. I don't know, man. That's just great.
That would make me nuts.
And remember in the old days, that was four pitches.
Sometimes they would walk him with the bases loaded.
It happened. Adley Rutschman had that happen to him in college. But yeah, so he's still ahead of a franchise when it comes to intentional walks. Can I give you a three-game spurt for Dennis Rodman when he played for the Spurs? Dennis Rodman had three games in a row. 0 points, 0 points, 0 points. Oh, what's he doing out there? He had 25 rebounds, 24 rebounds, 28 rebounds.
All right.
That's a three-game stretch.
The rebound numbers speak for themselves, but I'm going to take the other side here.
Go ahead.
What if a guy like Karl Malone said, I'm not going to worry about scoring at all. I want to see if I can grab as many rebounds as possible. Because he was a one-trick pony. Because
he was a defensive player. He did play defense, too, Dennis Rodman. He certainly understood the art.
Yeah, not there.
But
at that point, he was trying to amuse himself, not in San Antonio.
No, do you know what the story?
He made Bob Hill crazy.
Do you know what the story of Dennis Rodman is? He didn't want to shoot. He was. I don't want to say embarrassed. He had a psychological. He never wanted to go to the foul line.
Yeah, remember he would kind of be joking at the free throw line because of that. I'm not serious about this anyway.
He didn't want to shoot. If he couldn't dunk, like finish there in the paint, like literally at the rim, he didn't want to shoot. But 0 points, 25, 24, and 28. That's a three-game stretch. That's the guy who figured out the art of rebounding. Do you like when two stars get together and do a song? How about with a
duet?
How about a couple of guitars just on the stage? What if I told you it was Post Malone and Eddie Vedder? What if I told you the song was Better Man? Here it is.
Post Malone, right?
It's audience.
Because Eddie Vedder sings like this.
Yeah. What do you think of that? You're in?
Yeah, while you're there.
You're there to hear Eddie Vedder speak.
She lied and said she loved him. And fine, but man.
And then Post Malone.
That's Post Malone there.
Yeah, but then Post Malone.
I know Eddie when I hear Eddie.
I think it's just interesting when you get a little bit of... The audience was thoroughly surprised that Post Malone was actually... That's all. Shannon Sharp, you already said about the NBA? You have to be married to be the face of the NBA. A couple of people are like, what's he talking about? So you have to be married. If you want to be the face of the NBA, you have to be married. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was hoping you would tell me.
No, I don't know. You have to show a stability if you're not married. A couple of people in the what's he talking about? And he was making a case that you can't, I guess if you're young, if you've had marital problems, you can't be the face of the NBA. I don't really think that's a thing. I think sometimes the best player is the face of the NBA. Some guys get ostracized. Trae Young isn't liked. Steph Curry is loved. That's what happens in the world, too. I just don't know where the married thing comes into play. So, that's Shannon. Listen, he's been moving the meter better than anybody.
Maybe one day he'll further explain. You're right, though. Between Cat Williams and Johnny Manziel on his podcast.
No doubt. What he's doing to Skip Bayless right now, Skip Bayless is probably ripping his own skin off at night. Skip Bayless probably at some point, seriously, if this continues, he's going to take his own heart out of his body, put it in a jar, and just die in his bed. He's getting murdered.
A part of First Take yesterday, Stephen A., Shannon Sharp, and J.J. Redick, who wouldn't play the game. I don't think these two teams are going to meet in the finals, Shannon said. Yeah, we do a lot of things on here. It's hypothetical. That's what this show is.
The term was, I don't think he understands First Take. J.J. Redick went on this thing and go, hey, people don't really want me to explain basketball. I'm starting to realize if I did a video about crossover dribbling, whatever the hell he was talking about, he goes, nobody cares. You're on First Take to what? Again, the word demonstrative. No, what you have to be is out of your mind.
It would be like, you know, us arguing who would win, King Kong or Godzilla.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
But it's hypothetical. That's what guys do in bars.
Right. I'll talk about that one. That Superman-Batman thing that probably was done by most 10-year-olds if you lived in the right time, it's a great conversation. J.J. Redick just, look, is he over the top? Yeah. Has he figured out he's probably got to be a little bit more over the top? Yeah. Now, but the problem is he's calling games now legitimately. So he's in that world of...
I'm not doing this right now. Well, apparently you don't know how this works. I do know, Shannon, how it works. That doesn't sound like you do.
Yeah. Are you a broadcaster? All of a sudden you're above First Take. Then get off First Take.
That's what it seemed.
Right. Get off First Take because you're going to be calling NBA games now on the A-team. So it does seem like maybe he's sort of in that limbo. How much do you think it costs? Adam Gillespie, I'm going to ask you. If you don't know, if you haven't seen it, Adam Gillespie, how much was the fine for the guy who streaked at the Super Bowl?
I don't know. $3,000.
What do you think?
He didn't really streak. He just had a shirt
off. What do you think?
$100,000.
He got hit with a $42,000 fine, an unprecedented on-the-field fine. He was bragging about how he's going to be rich, and at 50, he didn't want to regret the fact that he didn't streak at the Super Bowl. That's nice. $42,000 is going to be his fine. And Las Vegas says he still might have some other charges coming at him. So here's the deterrent.
They should have escorted him out of the stadium and used his head to open the door, like in Casino.
Which, by the way, you're in the right town. I think that's legal in Las Vegas. Do you know that Amazon $120 million playoff game?
Apparently that's what's going to happen, right?
Now we're finding out it's $150 million. There's now a report that says Amazon will be paying $150 million.
The meter is moving.
For one NFL playoff game. That's like a $30 million increase in 48 hours.
Well, and that's why streaming. If they're going to pay money like this, the NFL is going to take the money. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. Netflix is doing it. Do you care about the Montreal Expos? What happened? Why did they leave?
I do, yeah.
A little bit.
I don't think a lot of people will,
right.
But I remember that whole thing.
Okay.
1994, right? They were the best team in baseball.
That's right.
The strike season.
A lot of people around the Braves organization, even they'll admit, sort of. Like Johnny Bench, when you say, hey, Johnny, if Jim Rice played for the Red Sox in that World Series because he was hurt, they would have won. And enough years go by, you go, oh, he might have.
I mean, look at that 94 Expos roster. It was loaded.
Yeah, but they're going to do Netflix is going to do it. And I'm going to go back to the documentary I watched about the Patriots in a second.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Did you hear LeBron James is out with an ankle after the All-Star break?
Tonight, he's not playing against Golden State.
He's not playing tonight against the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I mean, they just played on Sunday.
Did they?
They just played 5 days ago.
And then
he's got a rest.
Didn't he have a few days off before they almost didn't play on Sunday?
Yes.
He's out
with a few days off afterwards.
You think Adam Silver, who was thoroughly disgusted as he handed over a trophy and just said, "You scored more points. Congratulations." I don't think he's even happy.
He had the look on his face like a disgusted father who tells his kids, "We talked about this beforehand. I told you this is what we needed to do, and you still didn't listen."
With all due respect to Adam Silver, Larry Bird said it. Again, respect Adam Silver. When Larry Bird said what he said, don't tell me those players didn't hear it.
Did you see that new Larry Bird sit-down he had with Reggie Miller and Isaiah Thomas? I just watched it yesterday.
Okay, that I'm telling you, Larry Bird has become...
It's amazing.
He's not America's guest yet. He's incredible at it. For
Isaiah,
a guy who... The dumb thing, Hick. His storytelling ability is incredible.
That whole thing following the 87 Eastern Conference Finals when Rodman said if Bird was black, he'd be just another player. And then Isaiah said sarcastically he backed up Rodman. Isaiah Thomas said it during the sit-down. You had my career in your hands.
That's right.
And Bird said, if it doesn't bother me, why should it bother anybody else? He had to have a press conference with Isaiah Thomas as he was getting ready for the NBA Finals.
That's right. And that's Larry Bird being better than a lot of people would have been. But he's in his ability now to sit down and tell a story. He's all over, like, whatever. It's not TikTok, but there are little short clips floating around about Larry Bird. And I guess once I looked at a couple of them, is it true? Big Brother's watching. They keep sending me more.
Mm-hmm.
So then I watch the whole sit down with those guys. I want to go back to that page.
See, I do watch some useful things I do cardio.
Yeah, thank you.
How dare you?
But did you watch it on your phone?
I did watch it on
then
my phone.
You
so I didn't watch it. I know, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't watch it. It's not the same. I watched it. You looked at it. Do you know what this is?
This is Pop and Circus.
It is.
This is the Macho Man Randy Savage's ring entrance music.
I think of it more as graduation music, but I'm going to be looking today, later on.
You're wrong.
I was told, and I'll have the details tomorrow, that Forbes has put out their top 50 colleges in America. If you're going to guess, and I haven't seen it yet, but look at it tonight, who do you think number one is?
Yale.
You do. So you're going old school. You're going old school. You're
Harvard,
OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to throw a curveball. I think there's going to be one of these liberal artsy type, pay $80,000. Boy, was it worth everything.
I'll never forget when Miss Elizabeth and the Macho Man got back together.
Yeah, what happened?
And they just played Pomp and Circumstance on a continuous loop. It would not stop. Not a dry eye to me.
Oh, okay. Well, not a dry
eye. Adam will tell you.
What about this one? Can you identify? Name that tune. Go ahead. Name that tune.
Whatever that tune may be.
Yeah, name that tune. Hit the next one.
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah,
this is the World Series.
Yeah. NFL
what I'm being told, it's the Masters.
NFL on Fox. You've heard the edition where the guy sings, right?
Yes.
His words to this.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Loggins is his last name. No relation to Kenny Loggins.
That's right.
Dave Loggins, maybe?
Do you think a lot of people know?
Dave Loggins saying, "Please come to Boston." You get it, you get it.
Do you think a lot of people know that there are actually words like the MASH? I think people hear the MASH theme and they go, "There's no words."
The movie, there are words.
Yeah,
Suicide is painless.
Right.
That's not the Masters. That's MASH.
So what's going on at the Masters now? I'm back to not understanding. It's like the ACC schedule. So you can play if you played in LIV Golf.
I think
they just got a special invitation. They just invited three people to play at Augusta.
I believe.
Like scholarships. Hold on. And transfer portal. They have some in their back pocket that they can distribute.
I think so, yeah. They're the Masters. They can do whatever they want.
No, but
everything's at their discretion.
It was a guy from LIV who's now playing in the Masters. And everybody goes, "Oh, what does that mean?"
Because we wanted him to play.
That's right.
There will be no questions, just a statement.
And remember that that golf tournament is not a part of the PGA Tour, so they can technically invite whoever and whatever they
want. You are correct, Mr. Dog. Road is your first name, I believe.
Adam, do you know if they said there were going to be six players at the Masters this year? There's going to be six players at the Masters this year. And they could cherry pick who it is they seem to want. But they invited three people. It's kind of nice. I think one guy plays in Japan. I think one guy might play in the Middle East. They say, come on over. Come on. That's what they have the ability to do. They're so in control of their world.
Well, they could turn around today and say we changed our mind, too.
Oh, yeah, we take it back.
You stay in Japan.
Yeah, we take it back. Backseats. One of my favorite actors, I certainly know one of yours, this guy.
You might know him better by his nickname, the Bear Jew. Now, have you heard Aldo the Apache? You got heard about the Bear Jew.
I heard of the Bear Jew.
What'd you hear?
It's German soldiers with a club.
Bashes the brains in with a baseball bat, what he does.
Teddy ball game.
So that's a Quentin Tarantino movie. That's Inglourious Basterds. And he does Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Fenway's going crazy.
And if it's true that Quentin Tarantino's only doing 10 movies, his 10th movie is coming up, Movie Critic. Brad Pitt is in that movie. Why would you not be? He won his Academy Award, did he not?
Sure did.
Inglourious Basterds.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah.
So you know who wants in? Tom Cruise.
They're going to ruin it all now. How are they going to ruin the whole thing?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise says,
go make popcorn movies. Leave me alone. That's what I'm telling him if I'm Quentin Tarantino.
He won his Oscar for, what was that? That Magnolia? What was that crazy movie with frogs falling out of his face?
That was, yeah.
What the hell was that?
That was it.
Magnolia?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell was going on, but he won an Academy Award. He realized, oh, that was him acting. I'm an actor. Mission Impossible,
I'm not saying he can't
Top
act,
Gun.
I don't need him in this.
So there's word that his people want to get Tom in Quentin's last movie. They don't know what role yet. But it would be good for him because he wants to go act again. Now, Mission Impossible, Top Gun, look at me, I hang out of airplanes. But he wants to go act.
I did like when he greeted everybody at the beginning of Top Gun. Not in character. He wasn't Maverick as Tom Cruise. Thank you for coming back to the movie.
Yeah. This movie was made to be in theaters. Yeah, he did do that. It's a nice touch. You're not really okay with him? Like, you're just going to look the whole time and say, what's Tom Cruise doing in this movie?
I mean, I'm going to watch, and if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. Yeah. I just, it's on the surface, yeah, from the outside looking in, I think it's oil and water, and I don't think it should happen.
Interesting. All right, and here's one more for you, because you and I don't understand. I hope I'm not being bamboozled, but I guess they're calling it the No Bull Tour, and it's Scottie Pippen, it's Horace Grant, and it's Luke Longley. And they're going to go around, because Luke Longley's Australian. They're in Tasmania to start this thing. Then, allegedly, they're going to Melbourne and Sydney. And I don't know that you can buy its tickets. They're going to be up on a stage, and they're going to basically tell you about The Last Dance, but in their eyes instead of Michael Jordan's. Here's a little clip from Horace Grant as to what you might be getting if you buy a ticket.
I speak my mind, and it's going to be a no bull tour. A lot of people really want to ask us questions about that that bull documentary, but just come out and get the tickets, and you hear a lot.
The word was that Michael Jordan was afraid of Horace Grant.
Horace
stood up to him and grabbed him a couple of times and said, look.
I would think so.
You want to go? Let's go.
I would think so.
Michael backed down. That's the word.
Yeah, no, listen. Horace Grant. If you watch five
When you got a twin brother, you're fighting all the time, right? So that Harvey Grant's his twin. He played in the NBA, too. You're fighting all the time. So fighting's nothing new to you.
Yeah, and I think Horace probably at one point probably got Michael Jordan treatment. And he said, oh, I don't know if you know this. You can do that to them. You can't do it to me.
Robert Parrish said that to him, too. They were scrimmaging. He started yelling at Robert Parrish. He said, look, that stuff's not going to fly with me. That's all I'm going
to
tell you.
So would you buy a ticket to see these three guys up on a stage? I don't know. What is the thing?
What's the counter?
I don't know. They're going to show a clip and go, that's because he wants to use the word.
I know I'm not going to Tasmania. I don't even know where that is.
Gentlemen, show of hands if you would like to go see the No Bull Tour. I didn't raise mine either. I don't think
I'll watch it on television. I'm not going to grab a seat
in
an auditorium somewhere.
So here's I'm going to say something right now, and I can't believe two episodes in. Whatever you thought The Last Dance was, if you have the ability to watch the New England Patriots, it's called The Dynasty. The first two episodes are telling me it's going to be better than The Last Dance. I don't know if it's going to be 10-part worthy. That's where you get a little bit wonky. But I think the way it's shot, they had stuff from Tom Brady's childhood. They had stuff from draft day. They had Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel sits down. Bill Belichick sits down. Ron Kraft sits down. Brady sits down.
So you're talking to every main character. And then so.
The Bledsoe story from Drew Bledsoe's mouth. We had Bledsoe on. It was really fascinating to hear him talk about it. There's video of him he's stretching on the field when Brady's announced as a starter, even when he's eligible to come back and play. The guy puts a camera on him as they're stretching before a Monday Night Football game. He says, "Why you got the camera on me?" He said, "Because you're a starting quarterback in the NFL." He said, "No, I'm not. I just would like an opportunity to play." Camera goes off. I had no idea they had footage like that.
So you're saying better than The Last Dance?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, I highly recommend this Patriots documentary.
And I'm gonna hate on what I want to hate about them, but there are going to be moments where you go, good Lord, did they get it right?
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.